Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Blake Toon, and thank you for tuning in to Toon Talk, the best place to get your daily dose of world history. This podcast was brought to you by WarriorsOnly.com. Sign up for free to find a single warrior here at WarriorsOnly.com, a free and reliable online dating site meant for those battle folks. Ordinary people, just like you, have been matched with their lover. Go to warriorsonly.com for your free one-month trial to find your partner in love. Why be lonely? Go to warriorsonly.com. Thank you. Today's topic is going to be on the Siege of Orleans, a battle during the Hundred Years' War. But first, let me introduce you to my co-host for today, Isaac Zermano.
Thank you, Mr. Toon. It's a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you, Isaac. Let's jump right into this. So, the Siege of Orleans occurred during the Hundred Years' War. It was a war between France and England.
That is, Toon. Fun fact, this war didn't last 100 years. It actually lasted 116 years.
Whoa, I actually wasn't aware of that.
So back to the Siege of Orleans. This battle took place between October 12, 1428, and May 18, 1429. It was the French Royal Army's first major military victory to follow the crushing defeat at the Battle of Agincourt in 1415. Mr. Toon, do you recall any significant names throughout this battle?
Well, one name that seems to cross my mind is St. Joan of Arc.
The name rings a bell, but I can't place my finger on it. Care to elaborate a little more?
Well, she was actually one of the French commanders, and she convinced Prince Charles of Valois to allow her to lead a French army to the city of Orleans, which was under siege at the time, where they won a crucial victory over the English army.
Wow, this just goes to show that no matter what gender you are, or what economic background you're from, you can accomplish great things that can be remembered throughout history.
That sounds like a line from a cheesy movie.
Maybe, but it's true.
Anyways, Isaac, why do you think the Siege of Orleans was so important?
Because it was a major turning point of the Hundred Years' War.
Exactly. It was a great victory. The city of Orleans was a major necessity for the English, who needed to capture it to win the war. Orleans was the last stronghold that was loyal to Prince Charles VII of France. The French needed to keep this stronghold so that they would still have some leverage over the English.
Yes, that's right. The battle was a big one. Before this battle, almost all the victories were won by England.
Exactly. Mr. Zermano, would you care to recap the main points for our listening audience?
Why, of course, Mr. Toon. So, the Siege of Orleans was a crucial French Royal Army victory. The French forces were led by Joan of Arc, a female teenage peasant, successfully leading French forces led by Charles VII to break the siege on the last French stronghold loyal to him.
That's exactly right. However, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much, Mr. Zermano, for taking the time to be here on Toon Talk.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to Toon Talk. Have a great day. And remember, visit warriorsonly.com.